But that war hasn't ended on our people. As Aunty Di said, our people are being locked up, killed in prison, children taken away, our land and water completely destroyed. So it's not just genocide, it's ecocide of our environment, of our totems, of our songlines. It's almost a complete annihilation of our people. So to have Aboriginal people walking and talking and practicing culture and language and dance and song is a testament to our resistance and our survival. But we can't do it alone, just like Aunty Di has said. We need each and every one of you to walk with us now, because we're all in trouble. We are all in trouble. Our mother is crying for help. Our mother is our land. Our mother is our water. And she's been crying for help for a long time. And now you are all starting to see how angry she's getting. Aboriginal people have the solutions to heal our mother, and we want to share that. And this is one way that we can do it. Coming together on our day of mourning and sharing some of the load that we carry with us every single day. That load of trauma, of anxiety. The week leading up to the 26th of January is the worst time. When I look around at my people leading up to this day, we are just so, we're just working in survival mode because we're so distraught. And at the same time, we're losing people. We've lost people this week. So we have to maintain our survival and our resistance and our strength to keep doing what we do. So this morning is about showing the rest of the country what we can do as a people, and that is to do the right thing and mourn the hundreds of thousands of Aboriginal people who died fighting for this country. Part of caring for our mother is to let her know that we're still here. And speaking language and doing ceremony is letting her know that we're here and we haven't gone anywhere yet. They haven't wiped us out yet. So we'll continue to have ceremony and speak language to keep her, give her some comfort that we're still here. And in saying that, I'd like to invite the Jiri Jiri dancers to come and let your mother know that we're here this morning. And while the Jiri Jiri dancers are coming up, can I please invite Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to come forward and prepare to read out the many massacres that our people have fallen from.
Biladu Nyan Wangat, Naranik Mandi, Nungodjin Aunty Di, Nungonjin Kiripik, Nungonjin Luik Block Nuglik. We are here to mourn our loved ones that have passed, the ones that we know, the ones that we don't know, our ancestors that have suffered from this fight that we're constantly fighting, and the ones that are repatriated here as well from all different mobs. So this goes out to all mobs, all families, all Black Australia. This is a song that I wrote for funeral business, for sorry business. And it means, farewell, dear spirit. You watch us from Darangolk, which is Bundjal's home, up in the stars. We will see you tomorrow when our spirits reunite. If everybody could put their hand on their heart and do a beat that I do with the clapsticks, and even stomp your feet, because we need our ancestors to hear us. Twogane Yerebele Moro. Nganyaro, nganyaro, Darangalk. Winida. Farewell, dear spirits. We fight for you.
Thank you, Jerry Jerry's, my sisters. Can I ask any mob out there to come forward, please? And our firemen, can you go to the fire? I'm now going to invite our mob to come forward and introduce themselves, say where they're from, and then read out the truth, the true history of this country, your history, the one they won't talk about, the one they don't teach our children at school, the one the rest of the world don't know about. The many massacres and the attempted genocide of our people.
Jason Tamaru, Yorta Yorta Nation. Mount Desperin, near Houston. May 24, 1836. Several shot by Major Mitchell and his party. Number 2, Werribee River. July 1836. 10 shot by Henry Batman and others. Geelong area, 1837, 4 shot. Western Victoria, 1837, 3 killed.
My name is Hannah Burgess, and I'm a woman of the Moonbird people from north-northwest parts of Lutruwita, now so-called Tasmania. Western Victoria, forgive me, 1837 to 1841, 43 killed. Campaspe Plain, July 1839, 40 plus shot by mounted police. Mount Alexandra, July 1839, 13 shot. Western District, November 1839, 15 killed by Mr. Taylor.
Ricky Baldwin, Gunai Kurnai, my mob's from Lake Tyres. We'll go Western District, 1839, almost all Tagot people butchered. Wangaratta, 1840s, 20 shot by George Faithful in a 6-hour battle.
My name's Hedley Smith. I'm a Noongar from WA. Mount Dispersion near Houston, May 24th, 1836. Several shot by Major Mitchell and his party. Werribee River, July 1836. 10 shot by Henry Batman and others.
My name's Jacoby. I'm a Gundijamara and Jakarong man from the Western Districts. Geelong area, 1837, 4 dead. Western Victoria, 1837, 3 killed.
Hi, I'm Carol George. I'm a Wurundjeri and Bidawal woman. I'm here to read about Western Victoria. In 1837 to 1841, 43 were killed. In Campaspe Plain, July 1839 to 1840, shot by mounted police.
Elise Muller, Wiradjuri and Palawa. Number 13, Kunyong Butong Station, March 10, 1840, 20 to 40 shot by white brothers. Number 14, Western District, July 1840, 3 or 4 shot by partly led by Foster Fiennes.
Rose Stewart, Gundijamara and Tongarong. Narton Gippsland, October to December 1840. Unknown number killed by Angus McMillan men. Pyrenees, December 21st, 1840. 3 shot.
Mandy Wurundjeri, Jaja Wurrung, Yorayla Murang. Western District, 1839, group shot or poisoned. Western District, 1839, almost all Tangut people butchered.
Hi, my name's Emily. I don't know where I'm from. My mum's a stolen generation, and we've never been able to reconnect with her parents or her brothers and sisters. sorry. Kunon and Wongtong Station, March 10th, 1840. 20 to 40 shot by White Brothers. Western District, July 1840. 3 or 4 shot, party led by Buster Fiennes.
Hi, my name's Sue. Don't know our mob. Nuntin Gippsland, October to December 1840, unknown but killed by Angus McMillan's men. In the Pyrenees, December 21st, 1840, 3 shot.
I'm Laura, and this is my niece Lyric. We're both Gundajamara. And this is my son, Sol, Gundajamara and Tangerong. Bonnie Point, Gippsland, December 22, 1840. Angus McMillan and his men took a heavy toll of Aboriginal lives. In the Grampians in 1840, one killed by J.F. Francis. 1841, at Mount Bainbridge, 3 were shot.
Number 20, Port Ferry, 1841, one killed by George Bolden.
Paul Stewart, Tunnerong, and my son, Marley. Near Lake Lonsdale, 1841, 20 shot by station owners, cooks, and shepherds. Portland, 1841, 7 poisoned on Henty Brothers' property.
Glenelg River, 1841, 51 killed.
Tracy Hayes, Gunnar Kuno, Neone, Bidwell. Wannon River, August 1843, 17 shot by Captain Dana and the Aboriginal police. Koraite Station, Nannan River, August 1843, 7-8 killed. Grampians, 1843, 4 killed by Captain Dana and the Aboriginal police. Fitzroy River, 1843, 8-9 killed by Captain Dana and the Aboriginal police. Junction of Wannon River, Glennon Rivers, 1841, 15-17 poisoned. Butcher's Creek, 1841, 35 to 40 shot by Angus McMillan's men.
My name's Les Thomas, Stolen Generations descendant by maternal line. Portland Bay area, 1843, 4 killed. Western District, 1843, 2 killed. Amarella River area, 1842 to 44, 200 or more Gunditjmara people shot or poisoned. Mafra, 1844, unknown number killed.
Sue Ann Hunter, Wurundjeri. Mount Emu, August 1841, 3 shot. Mount William, August 1841, 1 shot by station storekeeper. Leighton Station, Hopkins River, October 1841, 2 beaten and shot. Port Ferry, December 1841, 20 or more shot by Mr. Tation, overseer.
Stacey Piper, Wurundjeri, Jajawarang, Narayla Murang. Grampians, pre-1843, 2 to 3 killed. Dalit, pre-1843, 3 killed. Lake Colac, pre-1843, 1 killed.
and Warrigal Creek, June 1843, between 60 and 180 shot by Angus McMillan and his men.
Roxanne Moore, I'm a Noongar woman from Marga River in WA. Woomera District, 1845, two shot by troopers. Mount Arapiles, July 1845, three killed. Western Port, December 1845, seven killed. Grampians, 1845, one killed.
Skull Creek, Gippsland, 1842, unknown number killed. Karamut, February 1842, several people killed by station hands. Mustin's Creek, February 24th, 1842, four people shot. Port Ferry, February 1842, 10 or more people shot by station hand.
Just wanted to say I've noticed Ballyung and Ballinbellin flying over us. The bat, the totem for the male, and Ballinbellin, the keeper of the wind. And now I can hear Dun Dun, the parrot, Bundle's helper as well, with us today. They haven't killed us all. Mount Rouse, 1842, nine killed. Port Ferry, December 10, 1842, nine killed. Bruthen Creek, Gippsland, 1842, hundreds killed. Hundreds. Gary Word, Grampians, pre-1843, five killed.
Murrumbidgee Station, Murray Area, February 1848, 7-8 poisoned. Cape Otway, pre-1848, 20 killed by government survey party. Gippsland, 1850, 15 to 20 killed. Merindal, near Orbost, 1850, 16 poisoned.
Gippsland, 1846, 14 killed. Snowy River, December 1846, eight killed by Captain Dana and the Aboriginal police. 1846 to 47, 50 shot by armed party hunting for a white woman who was supposedly held by Aboriginals. She was never found. 1847, one killed by Mr. Stokel.
Broadrib River, near Orbost, 1850. 15 to 20 killed. Wangaratta, 1853, two killed. Port Ferry, Portland area, 1840s, three or more killed. Mount Eccles, unknown, 30 or more killed.
Wangaratta, 1853, two killed. Port Ferry, Portland area, 1840s, three or more killed.
Mount Eccles, unknown, 30 or more killed. And there are a whole lot more that we don't know about that haven't been recorded yet. So it might be worth doing some homework about where you live and what happened. I'll now ask everyone to stand or sit for those that, particularly our old people, for a minute's silence, please. Now the difficult part. If everybody could come towards the fire, and we're going to try and do five lines. So where there is a pile of gum trees on the ground, if everybody could single file evenly, it means that we've got to talk to one another. It's part of our healing. And create five lines, please. So we're asking people to cleanse your hands before you take the gum leaf. And the way you cleanse your hands is you put your hands into the ochre and you clean your hands with the sacred ochre from Wurundjeri land. Can I also remind people that the rally starts at 11 a.m. at Parliament steps, and that this year we're asking people to pay the rent for being on stolen land. Pay the rent is something our old people came up with over 40 years ago when Aboriginal health services were being set up around the country. They weren't just health services, they were our political base. Pay the rent will contribute to ensure our people are buried with dignity. It'll also help support the many campaigns that we have to keep fighting for our survival, and that is to stop deaths in custody, to stop our children from being taken away, to stop this mass land injustice. It'll enable us to self-determine our own destiny. Uncle Robbie Thorpe has brought along ashes from the Camp Sovereignty fire that was held here over 10 years ago in protest against the Stolen Wealth Games or Commonwealth Games, where people met from all over the world right where we're standing today. This is a burial site where skeletal remains have been buried that represent the 38 nations, skeletal remains that have been repatriated from around the world. Those remains are where we're standing today.
While everybody's lining up to do this part of the ceremony, I just wanted to explain the significance of what you're actually doing. So when you get to the end of the line, you'll be offered some white ochre. And white ochre is in the form of powder is a sign of mourning. When we repatriate our ancestors that have passed, we always put that powdered ochre on our hands before we touch them. And that's a sign of respect for them, but we're sad for them. We're sad, we're mourning. And then when you grab that gum leaf and put it onto the fire, you're connecting it to that ceremonial fire, and we're creating smoke, which is healing. So we need to heal from this, and the gum leaves, the oil in the gum leaves creates that smoke. And when we're sick, we actually use eucalyptus oil to make us feel better. We knew this a long time ago. So the smoke that you walk past, breathe it in, brush it over your body because it'll cleanse you. and it'll heal. So it's very, very important that we're using that ochre today. And I am actually wanted to point out, I'm actually really, truly honoured to be part of this event and how many people are here. I'm stunned how many people are actually here. It's beautiful. Hey. Nga wachale a bundi again and wool. Nga burndangala yelangi a guna wara. Nga wachale a bundi again and wool. Nga burndangala yelangi a guna wara. Nga wachale a bundi again and wool. Nga burndangala yelangi a guna wara. Nga wachale a bundi again and wool. Nga burndangala yelangi a guna wara. Nga Nga wachale a bundi again and wool. Nga burndangala yelangi a guna wara. Nga wachale a bundi again and wool. Nga burndangala yelangi a guna wara. Nga wachale a bundi again and wool. Nga burndangala yelangi a guna wara. Nga wachale a bundi again and wool. Nga burndangala yelangi a guna wara. Nga wachale a bundi again and wool. Nga burndangala yelangi a guna wara. Nga wachale a bundi again and wool. Nga burndangala yelangi a guna wara. Nga That's an ancient song from Wimbarak. My cousin here, Stacy, my daughter Kaya, he is our third great uncle, fourth great uncle, and he was the first freedom fighter for our people. And we take on his legacy and fight as well. If it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for one person, we wouldn't have the culture that we have today. So in our communities, even if it's that one staunch person, that staunch leader that keeps your culture alive, that's all you need. So I honour all of those that have fought before us, weren't recognised, still fighting for our recognition. It's up to us to make sure that we're heard. It's up to us to make sure that we're seen. And it's up to us to keep our language and culture alive. We may not be accepted in this country or included in this country, but our culture is strong. And it will never go to sleep again. It will never die because we are waking it up.
Okay, while we finish the last lot of people coming in, I'd just like to thank each and every one of you for coming out and sharing the load. It's up to us now. It's 2020 vision. And it's time to look to the first people of these lands. If we want true healing of each other and our mother, then it's time to move over and allow the space for Aboriginal people of these lands to be part of the conversation. Thank you, Arnie Dye, for your presence and your continued resistance and survival. If we can put our hands together for Arnie Dye and other elders, please. We can fix this, but it's what you do every single day, not every 26th of January. It's what you do every single day. And if it wasn't for the allies that we picked up from the last dawn service, we wouldn't be able to have these ceremonies. So it's black and white coming together to sort this out and make this possible. So thank you all from the bottom of my heart. And I know a lot of Aboriginal people I've already spoken to this morning are just really overwhelmed by the support that we've got here today. So thank you. This means a lot to us. And, yeah, it's this marks our invasion, but it also marks our healing and our way forward. It's up to us to show the rest of the nation how it's done. So thank you so much. See you at the rally.